Right now, we want to head out on the West Coast in California. Jackie is joining us. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure, our pleasure. What's going on there? What are you faced with?
Well, I was very excited to see your show the other day, and thought it was just brilliant.
Thank you.
And it occurred to me the timing was also perfect. Our 13-year-old daughter wrote up a 4-page proposal to that. Yes, it was darling. It came with a table of contents, a blueprint, a little bit of research she had done on specific types of flooring, what type of ballet bar to buy, because she wants us to convert our large bonus room into a dance room. She's been dancing since she was 2.5 years old.
Aww.
She's getting ready to go into high school and feels that this room would be, you know, best used as a dance floor. And we have no idea. We are not the do-it-yourself people at all.
That sounds great.
Wow. She sounds like a force to reckon with, and certainly reminds me of one of my daughters that can really lay out a proposal, and then she keeps visiting it. I can remember my middle daughter, Melanie, when she was a little very young, and she would come and ask a question of my wife and I. And I would say, well, no, there's no way we could do that. Oh, okay. And she would wander off, you know, and then she would see us having some fun and cutting up and laughing and everything. She would revisit it. Hey, you remember? What do you think? Wouldn't that be a great idea? So she would work it and work it. And finally, you just throw in the towel and say, here, yes, we will do that. So
that's cute.
I can understand that. Well, you know, I actually remodeled a home one time, and we actually utilized one of the extra bedrooms to create a dance space. And of course, the first thing we did was the flooring. You know, I guess it has to, you know, needs a you know, hardwood floor, I guess, is most ideal. But you know, any kind of smooth floor like that, certainly you don't want any kind of carpet or anything that could shift or make noise, like a floating floor or anything along those lines. Then, you know, the biggest problem challenge we had is to implement the mirrored wall that needed to be in and mount the little rail to the wall with the mirrors. We were able to work it out by putting it on either side and in the middle of those. But is that kind of the look her 4-page proposal pointed toward?
Well, interestingly enough, one of the walls is already fully mirrored. It was when we moved into the house.
Oh,
and
that's great.
So it would, you know, need wood floors and somehow, you know, to mount that ballet bar. And my husband and I, you know, we work, but we don't have the do-it-yourself gene. And we sort of wanted to surprise her. She's going to be gone for a week.
Ah.
And we hadn't started planning, and I saw your show. It was like, perfect.
Yeah. Well, you know, boy, that sounds fun. I love surprises like that. And I'll tell you, the first thing I would think about is just go with a pre-engineered, finished hardwood floor. So that's usually only about 3/8 of an inch. What's in there now? Is there carpet in there now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, virtually in one day, they can go in and pull the carpet out, pull the tack stripping that runs around the perimeter of the room out, install this pre-finished floor, put shoe molding down, and you're done. That part's done. That's great that you have the mirrors there. Now, do the mirrors, do they cover the entire wall or most of the wall?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Because the thing about that is attaching any kind of bracket to that. Now, you can drill through mirrors very carefully. You can mount that. But, Joe, I would be worried about that, the mirror, and then if you have any pressure on that it could crack that very, you know, what do you think an alternative would be?
Yeah, Jackie, I think this is a great project. And, I wouldn't recommend attaching anything to that mirror. The mirror is there. I would leave it. The bar, there typically is mirror above the bar. If you want to put the mirror, if you want to keep that mirror, your only other option would be to get a portable bar. They make bars that just are floor standing, and your daughter could use that. It's not as secure because it's not fastened to the wall. What I was going to suggest before I realized there was a whole wall full of mirrors is they make mirrors specifically for this, for gyms and for dance studios, and they're called activity mirrors. And what you would do is you'd put up the bar below it and put the mirror above it. And what I would recommend is put up a 1x4 or 1x6 horizontally across the whole wall and securely fasten that to the wall studs. Then you can mount the brackets for the bar anywhere. You don't have to worry about where the studs are because you're fastening it to the 1x4. And for the flooring, I differ from Danny in some regard. I was on site on a website a while ago looking for mats, floor mats for an exercise room. And I think it was called greatmats.com was the site. And they sell portable dance floors. And that's what you need. Get a nice portable dance floor. They come in many varieties. Some of them roll out. Some of them snap together. You can put it right over the existing floor. Then when your daughter grows up and moves out, you can just pull it up and, you know, she can take it with her. And then the only other thing you need, of course, are speakers and a sound system, something that can really, you know, really blast out the watts, because you want probably pretty loud music, I think, in there, or at least loud enough that, you know, if she's in there with her friends dancing around and giggling, they can hear the music. So I would go with a portable dance floor and an activity mirror if you need it above the bar. Otherwise, just get a portable bar.
And I'll tell you on that, Jackie, I think you could really, is that a wood floor there in terms of your subfloor, or you're on a concrete slab?
I have no idea. It's upstairs.
Yeah, well, it would be wood then, and but I'll tell you, you can mount that right to the floor. You know, like they have little plumbing type of brackets that you can
floor flange,
and you could attach that right to the floor. And if you do go with a hardwood floor or any of the other floors, you can always just make sure you keep a few of the extra pieces that you can piece in once you take that out later on. But that can be very stable. You can even put a center support in it and have that for a great looking bar. But don't forget the other walls that you have. You're going to have some fun with that. I can see some murals being painted there, some wild stripes, some bright colors. You could really have some fun with the rest of that room to bring it to life.
Yeah, well, I think I'll leave the extra walls for her. She's also a very good artist. So
good.
But your ideas are brilliant. I really am so glad that I saw your show. It's perfect timing, and you guys are awesome.
Well, we certainly appreciate you saying all those kind words, and we have some great shows coming up, and we appreciate you being a part of the show. And if we can help you with it, let us know. Our compliments to you for raising an awesome daughter that is going to be so successful in whatever she does, and keep encouraging her on that, and get her in there doing a little dancing. And it's okay if mom slips in there every now and then and does, you know, some of the dancing too.
Yeah, just keep dad out of the dance room.
Yeah, keep dad out of there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He'll bust the mirror with one leg kick. And once you get the room finished, Jackie, shoot us a photo or video. We'd love to see how it comes out.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you take care, and we hope you have a great weekend. Wow, isn't that cool, though? A 13-year-old, you know, pursuing something like this, putting together the research in a 4-page proposal. Wow, I've been there. I know how that feels.